Is that Nocta?
No, this is not Nocta, but that's a fair guess.
I know you.
You do know me. Thank you. John Del Calo's here. Hot start.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
John, look at that. Look at this. I didn't even notice your fucking drip, dude.
You like it? You probably don't.
I like it. You look nice.
These are the perfect airport pants.
What you got?
They zip off. Zippers. You can dump. Whoa. You can dump heat, dude.
You can make those shorts. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are they knee pads?
What if you get hot in the airport? You got to take them off. They're just,
are
just
the
double
knees
layered.
Is it double layered? Yeah, that's what
you for real should zip those off going through TSA.
True.
Put them in the container.
You could probably take your dick out in TSA and be like, I didn't know.
There's so many zippers on this thing, dude. I don't know.
Get in the fucking scanner thing and just take your pants all the way down. Like, so sorry, man.
You could easily.
Trying to comply. I'm just
There's just so
comply.
Many rules here. I always forget.
And then they'd find out. They'd be like, I'm looking at your schedule. You fly every single week. Like, well.
You've been pulling your dick out on TSA every single week.
It'd be a good way to seek revenge on them.
Be so funny. Yeah, like when I got random the other day, I should have been like, all right, my bad. And just like took my pants off. Like, well, I don't know.
Like, I didn't really shower this morning. So get in there, boys. It's going to be rough.
What did they do to you for the rando?
Nothing. They just put me through the fucking scanner. I have TSA pre-check. So they put me.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they didn't let me go through the metal detector.
Pre-check, you're allowed to go through metal detector only.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Unless you get scanned.
Then you get, well, if you get, yeah, randomized, they'll like toss you through there.
Might be the most lazy thing I've done in my life is still not get TSA.
Pre-check.
Really?
I would
still
never
haven't got it. I fly every week.
Yeah, multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Whew. I would never. Brittany literally picked me up and was like, just go in this building. I'm like, I don't have time for this. And it was
five minutes. You never need it.
In Philly, you do. Philly's back up, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Philly is shitty.
I just like going just through the metal detector.
Yeah, of course.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
So.
It is nice, but every time I think about getting it, I'm like, I've never needed it.
You can't just do it online. You have to show up to an office.
You
got
to show up to an office.
Approved.
Yeah.
That's how Clear gets you.
Clear lets you at the airport.
Like, you want Clear? You're like, I'm here early. I'll sign up.
Yeah.
How much is it? They're like $900 a month. Like, that's fine. I'll just cancel after the 30 days.
Is it that expensive?
It actually is expensive.
Really?
Pre-check's only like $80 for 5 years.
It's not $900 a month, obviously,
yeah.
Sean. Thank you. Well, you wanted to get the facts straight. I understand.
You are the lifeblood of the truth of this podcast, Sean. You and LeMaire. Although LeMaire has a tenuous relationship with the truth.
LeMaire, wait, you got to tell him how.
I'm sorry, LeMaire.
Why does LeMaire, fib?
No. I was saying
he is
fooled
in a distorted,
by the documentary.
But you went to jiu-jitsu yesterday, right?
Yeah, I went to 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
It was pretty fun. I saw Justin Gaethje there. I had to act like I didn't see him.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
really?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck.
Seeing Gaethje is neat.
Yeah.
And then especially you get to train in front of him.
Yeah.
Did you turn on the jets?
No. He was on the other side. So he was kickboxing. So
fuck.
You should have got over there, dude. And fucking said, what's good, dude? What's good, Gaethje? What say, you're the real BMF.
Yeah.
You're the black motherfucker.
The real BMF.
What are you doing there?
Was that
your first time?
Yeah, at this gym. It was just basically like training, rolling and stuff. Yeah, I didn't know anything.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I was delighted upon your arrival when you came back because before you left, the confidence through the roof.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm going to 10th Planet. And then I walk outside, he's smoking a blunt. And I was like, LeMaire, you can't smoke a blunt before your big training. And he was like, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there. They're going to put me in a beginner's class. I'm going to fucking tap like two or three people. They're going to move me up to the thing. They're going to go, you're actually a white belt or maybe even a blue belt. You said those exact words.
I didn't say
words.
I would tap
you said
anybody.
One strike.
I said I
tap
one guy.
You told me
guy.
You were going to tap a couple
I'd say,
people.
I said I tap one guy.
You said
guy.
You were going to, I'm going to tap one or two people.
I'd get one guy. I
you
didn't
said
get
one
anybody.
Or two.
I said one guy. I said
you
one
said
guy.
One or two. I'm certain of it.
No, dude. One guy. It was for sure one guy.
Did you end up catching a body?
No bodies, dude.
Zero bodies.
Zero bodies.
But were you caught?
I got caught at the end of each like round, though. Like, there was like 10 seconds left, and I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm tired.
You tapped me with 10 seconds?
I didn't know. I was just not breathing. There was times I was like, I can't fucking breathe right now. And I had to just like, yeah.
That's a reason to tap, though.
Yeah. I didn't tap when
just
I couldn't fucking breathe.
Just yourself, like, I'm out.
Yeah, just
I'm
jogging.
Out.
Yeah.
I tried to tap before it started to, like, hurt for real. You know, like the...
I know what you mean, yeah. Lamero, I am a. I know you talk about it, but I am a one strike wipeout.
Yeah.
If you surpass me, then you can do security detail for me. As well.
Can I buy a day pass to wrestle you tomorrow?
We both get our asses kicked.
Can we just go in there and wrestle each other? I want to wrestle you.
Lamero is nasty. Lamero,
is he scrappy?
He'll fuck you up and wrestle.
I
mean, dude, we can move the table right now.
John is kind. Lamero is strong, but also he would wrestle the fuck out of you.
Does he have experience?
Dude, we can move the table right now.
He's failed out of like three different. he's tried three different jiu-jitsu trials.
Did you ever get tech fault by your own best friend in grade school?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I got tech fault.
Oh, wait, you wrestled.
Yeah, I got some experience.
Ooh, he's got some actual experience.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
I don't have any. I did wrestling for a week and I quit.
I'm here for a few days. I think we should get on the mat.
You guys should.
Whoa, John with some scary confidence here.
We got to bring Greco-Roman back, dude. This Brazilian bullshit's been taking over the wrestling scene. We got to take back none of that Brazilian shit.
I think it is. I think the jiu-jitsu stuff's getting dominated Greco-Roman, a little. Dude. The fucking white Muslims have saved us. They're just mauling these fucking Brazilian dudes. It used to be scary when you saw a Brazilian coming out of the tunnel. Now it's...
Oh, yeah.
Those guys just get tossed around a little.
Yeah, yesterday's Cajun.
What's that?
Yesterday's Cajun.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's Portuguese.
I know.
But yeah, they're not as scary anymore.
They're not as scary.
The Gracies were scary. And then it's, yeah, they really.
Yeah, because they were the only ones that knew what the fuck they were doing.
And then the dudes came down from the Caucasus Mountains.
And then the Caucasus Mountains came down and, yeah, started butt fucking everybody. Now we need Bo Nichols to save us. We need a white hero.
True.
Just a good Christian white.
We do.
None of these fucking Muslim whites. You know what I mean, John?
Do you think I could take Lemaire?
I'm telling you. It would be
I don't know, man.
Although you're a dad now. You do have... He has dad strength.
It just happens, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tested it, but I'm assuming I can lift a car now.
I think both of you, the endurance is going to be an issue.
Yeah. We're going to have to take 5-minute breaks between 1-minute rounds for sure.
If we move this table, you guys could get into Greco-Roman positioning and just do like a quick drill.
I'll have to unzip my pants into shorts.
Would you actually be open to something like that? Because I would never.
On this?
If I was on a podcast, I would never do that.
No.
But you would be, would you consider it?
Here.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
This has to be in a sanctioned, we need a ref.
I hear you.
I need points. You know, guy.
Yeah, Gardini can
Gardini
ref.
Gardini knows the game.
Yeah, I can ref for you guys if you want to wrestle right now.
Yeah, he was a wrestler in high school.
You think I can take him?
Mm.
I think Gardini's good at wrestling.
I know, but I have 100 pounds on him.
I'll give you that. What's your experience with wrestling?
Up to 7th grade.
Oh, no. God damn it, John.
I still recall a lot of the moves.
True. The fight's still in you.
Yeah, it's muscle memory, dude.
Guard dog, tell him what song you used to walk out onto the mat to. That'll strike fear.
I used to walk out to Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash.
Damn, they didn't even let me have music when I walked out.
Well, true.
You got to earn it.
They actually turned the lights out and everybody left.
I like the fight in you, though.
Oh, yeah, the confidence. The
mayor, yeah.
I think I could. How much you weigh?
We might have to do a Hell in the Cell right here.
I know.
My weight will not be an advantage with Lemaire, so I'll need to use my cunning my wrestling memory. Do I have enough cunning?
Lemaire, are you sore right now, though, from yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get him now. Sore. He's recovering.
All right,
dude.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day, then. I'm going to that gym with you.
10th Planet.
Yeah, will they let a guy like me walk in there?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Give them
fucking let Lemaire walk in.
If you tell me of a score to settle with Lemaire, don't for sure.
All right.
Lemaire, I would love to see you. Oh, man, that would have been so fun to see you in there.
Dude, it wasn't that bad.
No, I know, but like taking instructions. Oh. Like, yes.
That's
yes,
sir. Yeah. That doesn't seem like something you would do. He seems not the kind of guy that would just go to a gym by himself and start feeling up guys.
This is exactly who Lemaire is.
That's awesome.
He would go, I can do that. I'm going to do that. And then he'll come home and go, I'm never going to do that.
I got
too
high.
But he does try. He gives it a try. Do you think you're ever going to go back?
Yeah, I got to go back. I got one more free trial on Thursday.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thursday's the day.
Okay.
I'll start my free trial on Thursday.
Dude, it was too expensive. They don't know this. It's too expensive for me.
But it's too expensive for me, too. I'm a day pass guy.
How much is it a month? How much is it a month?
It was like for unlimited, it was like $210 a month. It's brutal.
If you talk like this, somebody's going to listen to this and give you free jiu-jitsu in Austin.
You might get a scholarship, okay, dude.
You might get a motherfucking scholarship.
Look, jiu-jitsu scholarship.
I would love a jiu-jitsu scholarship.
I don't know if I want you doing this. The confidence is already too high. If you actually have a day of training behind you, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm the best.
No way, dude. I'm going to be humble.
It already came out in your UFC 5. You were good. Me and him played. You could tell he had some training. He knew what he was doing.
Is he learning most of his shit from the video game?
I don't think he's learned anything other than from video games. I swear to God. I don't think he was good in school. I don't think he's read a book.
You think he's a creative player?
LeMaire is somebody's creative player, for sure. That is what I make my creative players look like. I make LeMaire in almost every UFC game.
Yeah.
It's an easy character to make.
True. Dokala, have you been playing a lot of video games?
No, I haven't played video games in years.
Really?
Yeah, do you play video games?
No. What do you do in your spare time?
I look at my phone for 8 hours a day.
Nice. Nice.
And then I sleep for 9 hours a day. That's awesome. I hold a baby for a couple hours.
Nice.
It's a fucking chill ass time.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I was thinking about getting back into video games, though.
Really?
I'll tell you, you get a little older. They're not as... I mean, I try. You saw me yesterday. I was trying my hardest. I'm trying to get into the games like I used to, and I don't have it. FIFA was good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's hard not playing against another person. I get like weird on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be... I still think UFC is the most
UFC
fun.
Against somebody
UFC
else.
UFC against someone is the most fun you could possibly have. I could play for 12 hours.
It is enjoyable. But it's a very nice time.
I think the learning curve would be too long for me to figure that game out.
UFC? We can play in the
you
middle.
You can do it.
I love Fresh Blood, dude.
The Vidges, I slowed down, and now I was forced to Netflix documentaries.
That's actually better.
It actually worked out. That was fucking good.
Yeah,
you watch 6 hours of the same thing in less than 12 hours.
I watched it back to back, dude. Yeah, American.
Pretty depressing
American
stuff.
Nightmares.
That was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
I was fully sucked in.
Yeah.
Every time I see one of those, I'm like, 6 hours. I'm like, I'm never finishing that. Three, they're hitting that on a sweet spot.
45 minutes too. Yeah, not
exactly.
Even three. That was.
It's about time they took the fucking fluff out of those things.
Seriously,
it'd be like fucking 6 hours.
It's full episodes on.
Like
fluff.
We said again. Well, and it's just like, dude, just tell me what the fuck happened, please.
We started watching one of my favorites, The Devil Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the Ukrainian. He was an immigrant who worked in the Ford factory in Cleveland, and then out of nowhere, people were like. You look like the fucking guy from Treblinka. You look like the guy. Yeah, it's so funny.
He's a Ukrainian guy?
Yeah, he just gets falsely. Well, who knows? I don't know if it was false.
He just gets
randomly accused of being a
Nazi.
An SS, like butcher. Ivan the Terrible, that was like the worst SS officer.
What?
I love the idea of a guy being an auto worker and someone being like, are you an SS worker?
How old?
And
him being like, what decade was that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I am not.
The guy listened, your coworker listened to one hardcore history, and you're like, dude, come on, man. Shut the fuck up.
It was like 80, 85.
Okay, so he could still be working in a
factory. I think he had retired. He has retired.
Was Eminem working there at the time?
Eminem was in there.
Eminem was there, too.
Eminem was working, obviously.
True. Slamming the metal on the cars.
American Nightmare, though.
That was good, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, dude, I mean... It was hard to call because I was trying to find like some weird loophole and I was just watching it being like, yeah, maybe.
Crazy. I don't know. Spoilers.
True.
Give it a watch.
True. Although that would be cool to do a podcast where we just summarize all of those things in like 15 minutes where I'll save you all the fucking trials and tribulations. Here's exactly what happened.
Here's what's going to happen when you watch it. You're going to go, he's a fucking liar. She's a fucking liar.
Yep.
And then
you'll eat your words.
And then you're going to go, whoops.
An hour and a half later.
Our bad.
Whoops, I wish I didn't say all those things that were pretty nasty.
Yep.
I'm surprised I held out. Well, it is. There is that part of you that wants to call it ahead of it. So it's hard not to be like.
Especially when they're misdirecting you hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying. They're trying to
shout
out
to the Vallejo police, dude.
True.
Shout out to those guys.
Protecting each other.
Detective Mustard, hats off to you.
Officer of the year.
Officer of the fucking year.
Officer
dude.
Of the year. Lieutenant Mustard.
Burn that bitch.
Yeah.
That is exactly what a cop would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Burn that bitch. She wasted our valuable resources. Meanwhile, they're all sitting there watching shit on their phones all day.
Like, yeah, we got a tip. There's a guy going around that fits the description. They're like, shut up. This is Cat.
They've wasted valuable police.
This guy farted in his dog's face and the dog growled.
Although Smollett got in trouble for he definitely gomboyed himself.
Smollett, the ultimate gomboy.
That'll never stop being funny to me.
Yeah.
The story coming out. I remember the story coming out, and for real, I'm not just saying this, but
no,
being like,
every single dude.
Wait, what?
100% was no chance. It was like 2 a.m. in Chicago.
Did the guys get busted for it in the end?
Yeah.
Did they go to jail?
I think they made a deal.
They came forward.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just two Nigerian bodybuilders.
Yeah. And they were like,
jacked Nigerians.
We have to tell you something. Yeah.
But imagine though.
Why are you gay? Jussie Smollett.
That would have gone to my head though. If I had two jacked Nigerian bodybuilders on payroll, I might fake a hate crime. I'll be
honest. You would.
I would totally.
You've got one jacked Nigerian on your payroll.
That's what I'm saying. It goes to my head, dude.
Close, dude.
Get one more absolutely jacked
one more
Nigerian.
If you just got to hire Jabri. And you guys can control the city.
I was in the middle of downtown Austin and they were like, get out of here, cracker. Get out of here right now.
And I did
have sex with one of them.
Yeah, the whole plan goes awry when they get a fucking their 10th punch card on the free foot long at Subway. And they're like, fuck, we were late because we were splitting an extra meatball sandwich. And they warmed up some cookies for us.
That would be tough getting the Lee brothers out of a Subway. The Lee brothers.
I mean, dude, the leather trench, I'd have them in the nastiest trench coats. They'd be Matrix dressed at all times, dude. Damn.
The Morpheus does rock the fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
He rocks the trench coat every morning he smokes a blunt. Now that it's cold out, he's dude, full Matrix every morning. I watch him enter the Matrix. He smokes a blunt. He's just like, I'm going to 10th Planet. I know jujitsu.
Bro,
I know jujitsu now.
I'd have them
in the trench coat talking about tapping
out.
Guys.
Yeah. But for real though, how nasty would that be? What a sick investment would that be getting the Lee brothers to be killing machines? And then it's just trench coats at all times.
Yeah.
Be so sick.
Do you open the trench coat? It's just a bunch of Subway sandwiches in there. Yeah, what time was first called Subway? Have you ever looked out here and he's playing the fucking saxophone out there?
No, I'm waiting.
That'll
for
be
that.
A dream.
Sax was short lived.
Sax was short lived. But
it's
you're
on his
good
bed.
At
he
it.
Sleeps with it. It's right next to his pillow where you would keep a gun.
Wait, you brought the sax?
Yeah.
You brought the sax.
That thing's shining in there.
It's right next to his knife. He is a nice knife, dude.
Yeah. I might start treating LeMaire like a Chinese daughter and just relentlessly pressuring him like instruments.
It's time to go to saxophone lessons.
I do. I genuinely do. I go out there. I knock on the door. I go, what are you doing in here? And he answers me. He doesn't think it's funny. He answers me genuinely. He's like always playing video games on the side of his bed. And he's like, oh, just watching wrestling. I'm like, all right, we'll turn that off. Lights out. Lights out.
I asked him if he ate the bones earlier from the ribs, and he sincerely said no. Without looking up.
Dude, what a treat. Having Lamizi here has been such a wonderful treat.
He's the best, dude. He put on a fucking absolute show.
Yeah.
This weekend.
How long could the rompous time actually last, though?
It's good. We give enough time apart.
Yeah.
And then when he leaves, I'm like, oh, man, I wish
you
miss
him?
Was here. Yeah.
Wow.
I was missing him before he came down here. Yeah. Well, he told me, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm going to wait till the new year. And I was just like, all right, man.
You had to spend 2 months without Lamiz.
Fully support you. He's a luxury. He was killing it, dude. LeMaire, absolutely. Dude, the TikTok.
The TikTok. The St. Louis TikTok. Billy called me and asked me if that was a joke, and I was like, yes. And he was like, are you sure? You gotta ask him. And then it got in my head. I was like, maybe. It was definitely a joke. Yeah, I know. I had faith in you.
Yeah, let me just put on a clinic, dude.
What was the
dominated St. Louis?
Let me just dominated St. Louis.
Dude. Yeah.
It was
makes
pretty,
sense.
Pretty unbelievable.
That's what he needs. Confidence like that.
We'll be in between laughs. People will be like, dude, he's so fucking strong. It looks like he beats someone's fucking ass.
He heard that. He was like, I guess I will go to 10th Planet.
No, it was a fun weekend. St. Louis, the club, I will say, smells so bad. Dude, there's a sewage pipe that broke. So you walk in and you're just greeted with like mushroom farm scent.
Oh, no.
But the room was great. I had a fun time. It's kind of cool. Make people
yeah.
walk through a horrible stench.
Yeah.
I like it.
Humbles them.
Exactly. Gets people ready
they go,
for
yeah, I guess I am a piece of shit. Maybe I should listen to this guy instead of yell out my opinions. That is nice.
Yeah, the club is dealing with scent issues, but the room was great.
Did you get to walk that mall at all?
No, I never walked the mall.
I got there early enough to go to the mall, and every store I walked by was closing as I walked by it.
Yeah, the mall is closing right now. I think Cheesecake Factory is going strong. I got a full mall. I'm always curious about the mall. I got a full rundown. The Cheesecake Factory is going very strong, but the rest of it is for sure closing.
That's because
the one around
Pizza
here?
Kitchen just closed.
It's because Honky's moved online. So now the mall's had to convert to strictly African-American consumers.
Yeah.
So the Cheesecake Factory is holding on strong.
Strong, yeah.
It's an anchor store. It's an anchor restaurant. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, the lady, the Uber driver, is like, well, the what do you want to call it? The Cheesecake Factory is keeping the mall afloat. I'm like, that's just one rent. They don't get like a percentage of the Cheesecake Factory's profits.
No, but if you go to get some factory, you're probably going to hit the gap
no
or something.
No one's leaving
you know?
The factory with ambition.
No, you got to go early.
You leave the factory, you're going, I got to go home.
I had to go home and think about what I just did.
Drink and drive home.
No, that makes sense.
Two full cheesecakes.
No, I could see getting like a denim outfit and hitting the factory.
I mean, I think that's kind of exactly what happens. Matching t-shirts. I'm the king, she's the queen. Those fucking bullshit t-shirts.
She's yeah, I feel like half the stores in the mall are just that store
Beauty
now.
And Beast, yeah.
Beauty and the Beast is the nicest thing. You and your wife should get that.
What is it?
Beauty and the Beast.
What do you mean?
I'm the Beast, she's the Beauty.
Can you I get, him, wife, yeah, can I get him delivered right now?
You guys should get matching, we're both beasts.
I'm with the Beast. I'm with the Beast too. Wait, the second arrow is pointing to somebody else. Where's that Beast?
That would be nice.
That was my favorite matching sweatsuit I've ever seen. It was advertised to me on Instagram for some reason.
You bought it?
No, I wish.
Man. Gone forever now.
True.
No, they're everywhere.
Yeah, you can get it.
I always
get
wanted
one
to
for
make
your
it.
Kids. Thing one, thing two for the kids.
True, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that.
It'd be funny to get one with your wife that was like, she made them and made them very direct. Like yours is like, I'm with Beauty, and hers is like, I'm with the fucking loser piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm with the fucking guy that won't wake up before 2 p.m. and he has a fucking kid now. What the fuck? The print is so small, you have to get up so close to it.
So how do you hold that down? Because you do wake, that is pretty interesting. You wake up super late every day still.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you hold this down? I've been wondering since day one.
Well, I wrote it in the pre-nut. I haven't changed a diaper yet. It's been 7 months.
Nice.
Pretty impressive. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I wouldn't brag about being a fucking deadbeat.
I'm just impressed that I said it and she actually is going through with it. But I'm on night duty. I'm up until 5 a.m.
So what do you do with
the baby? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she gets to sleep through the night. Yeah.
That's kind of okay. Cool.
And then she also has to work a full-time job while she takes care of the kid while I'm sleeping.
You're in a bullpen all morning.
Yes, yeah.
You're just charging your
batteries. Sometimes she'll... gently wake me up at 12:30 and be like, can you watch the kid, please?
Yeah.
You go, and I'll, fuck.
I was having a fucking sex dream about you.
Your eyes look like this so that her eyes look like that. That's so tight. So you just do, shifting it up is a good idea.
Yeah, you get
it. Yeah, that way you don't have to talk to each other.
Uh-huh.
That works. That'd be nice.
How's the baby sleep at nighttime?
She wakes up twice to eat.
Nice.
Like 11:30 or midnight, and then like.
Do you give her some of your fucking pizza rolls?
She's getting the scent.
Yeah.
I still have some spilled on my shirt by the time I get up there. My mouth's still burning.
The baby woke up. Fuck.
Man, I've been burning some fucking Tostinos in that house.
So how are you enjoying it overall?
I'm enjoying it overall. Nice. It's very. She's so cute.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's still.
Oh, you're a girl dad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not like we're not talking yet, so it's not like a real connection.
You don't know if she's a dickhead yet.
Yeah, she could be a fucking dickhead. But How old is she? She's really sweet. Huh?
How old is she?
7 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like when you just come out of the haze of it being like so boring. That's just for girls. Yeah. First 6-7 months, just for girls.
Yeah.
It really is.
Boy time's about to happen. She's starting to crawl.
Oh, yeah. That's boy time. Mm-hmm. Girl time when babies, girls love immobile babies.
I
it's crazy.
I don't get it. They love,
dude, I'm
they
telling
love
you,
it.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like truly
when someone holds like shows me a newborn baby, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
For the first several months, I'm like, that's not, I don't like it.
They're just for girls. Yeah. For real. They are for real for girls.
When does the baby start talking?
Around they start putting together words and noises around like 1.5.
Okay.
But
a lot of noises. No words yet.
Yeah. 1.5, I'd say. And then around 2, the floodgates open.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty tight. It happens so gradually, though. You don't notice. At first, you're like, this is going to be crazy. And then it's like so gradual that you're like, it doesn't like hit you out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Are you worried now about like shaping a human life and potentially like absolutely?
It snowball. It's snowballing.
You don't seem too stressed about much.
I'm not. I'm too blessed to be stressed, to be honest.
Do you ever get high and bug out about it?
No, I'm surprised. That's I haven't cool. like taken mushrooms or anything yet since then. I wonder if that will affect my psyche negatively. But it's sick, dude. I get fucking
the mushrooms
ripped, stoned, and then I hear the baby crying, and I'm like, all right, let me hit this one more time. Big hit. And then I just fucking right sleep, and I'm like, yo, this is fucking tight, dude.
Do you ever get high as fucking hear the baby cry and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, a couple
five
times.
Five of fucking kids.
Oh, shit.
I fucking forgot.
I was still, when I first had a kid, I was still doing edibles a lot. And then every now and again, they'd hit me while we'd be like playing in a field, and I'd be like,
Oh, shit.
And I'd be like, I gotta stop doing this.
Come get daddy.
In your head, you're such a hero. You're like, we got to get home. And you're just like carrying them back. Like, oh, fuck. The worst. It's the absolute worst.
Dad's fucking blazed.
Dude.
Get in the car.
And it's, you're like, you can't have a panic attack. You're like, dude, you just.
That's a good Dairy Queen stop, though. Oh, dad's high as shit.
Yeah, true.
Everybody's getting blizzards.
Everyone's
today,
getting
dude.
Happy Meals and blizzards.
Those are medicinal, dude. Medicinal blizzards.
That is a medicinal blizz, dude.
We need a blizzard. We need to take our mind off this.
Check this out, kids.
Just immediately falls all over my lap.
Yeah. We got to take our minds off how the sun looks kind of weird right now.
Something's wrong with the sun, kids. Get in the car. I don't like the way these other kids are looking at you. We
got to
get the fuck out of here.
There are no other kids here.
I would get high. We'd be playing like a field, and I would get high and be like, if I take my eyes off you for 1 second, you could run into the street, and I'd just be like, we got to get inside. This is fucked up.
Yeah, I fully anticipate being a leash guy at some point when she first starts to walk around.
Dude, I'm for him. People make fun of white people in their leashes. I'm like, it's not a bad idea.
No. We're going to be leashed up at Disney World, I think.
Leash them up.
I will say, though,
get a hard fucking
having an interracial child on a leash as a white man is going to be
it's gonna be
a rough look.
True. Although, if I dressed impeccably, I'd have to put on like a really nice suit.
I don't know, dude. Wearing like a monocle might look worse, honestly, dude. If you look like the Monopoly guy.
You got to get like a SpongeBob sweatsuit.
Minion pajama pants.
Yeah, true. You couldn't wear like a powdered blue suit and try to like, look, I'll just dress up nice.
just dress like up like Fat Joe.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I get it, you know.
The leash?
Yeah. Totally. Or even like a shot collar. Like a mild shot collar.
Yes. I mean, there's nowhere in Philadelphia that I can envision taking her at all at any age.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to walk around fucking Fishtown, Kensington.
Take her when she's doing. Let her see what drugs do.
Take her
you
to
wanna
Kensington?
You want
to
do fucking Trank? You want to do fucking Trank? This is what happens.
I don't know. The first time I drove down Kensington Avenue, I was like, this is fucking tight. I want to get out of the car and walk around.
Yeah. Now it's. Yeah. When was that?
Before I moved to the neighborhood. So like 4 years ago. And I haven't been down that street since. It is a fucking nightmare.
Dude, did you?
It is so scary, dude.
It's so scary.
Did you see the thing I shared on Twitter about Trank and how it's controlled by, there's a proxy war between Mexican cartels and Chinese companies? Because the Trank, it's xylazine. It's the stuff they're adding to heroin and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it like.
That's the flesh rotting shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's like gets real acidic. And if you get a little cut, there's like this, you know, like creatine tries to escape your skin. The Trank is in your skin, and as soon as you get a little cut, it all rushes to escape. And then you get this thing called like epidermal necrosis where your skin cells just start to die. It's so. And then like dudes get fully swollen arms. So there'll be a dude with just a gigantic arm. It's so fucked. But the thing is the Mexican cartels, allegedly, according to this thing I watched, they control the supply. But now Chinese companies are manufacturing it in powder form. But if you get caught selling the Chinese form, this guy was claiming that the Mexican cartels just put your picture out on like WhatsApp to Philly gangs, and then there's a bounty on your head, and the gangs just rush to shoot you.
Damn.
Fucking nuts.
Don't sell trank is what you're saying.
Or sell the liquid form if you're going to do it.
Oh, just liquid trank is
cool. Or yeah, or don't do it because it's very, very bad.
What dude, is there's the dudes form that
have,
it comes
they have open
in.
Wounds. And this guy, he's like, I've had a fucking wound for 7 fucking months. He's like, I wash it every day. Mm. And eventually they have to amputate your leg because it'll spread and just kill you.
It's like ultimate gangrene, basically.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't really have, like, the dudes know there's, like, trank and heroin, but they're just like, yeah, man, it's fucking in there. It's annoying.
Is there still fentanyl if there's trank in it?
Fetty's big still. Still Fetty, still trank. It's just Fetty, H, and trank.
Those boys are seeking that out, though, aren't
they? Yeah, they want fentanyl now, right?
Well, Fet for sure. But the trank doesn't give you the heroin rush. Apparently, you just do it, and you're just like, argh. So that was the one guy said. He's like, you don't catch the rush.
What the fuck's the point of that? Why do they put that shit in there?
It's so cheap. I mean, it's like you can
it's
buy.
Just to fill the bag up, basically?
Yeah, and it's like an effective cut you can use that does probably fuck you up. It's like horse tranquilizer. But then you can get it. Dude, it's like the Chinese companies are selling it for $20 a kilo. So if you're a heroin dealer, it's like you can get a kilo of it and sell bags cut with it for $5 or $10 a bag.
What Chinese company? You buy it online?
Allegedly, like, yeah. It's for real. It's the company.
Fucking Panda Express.
The company that was selling the fentanyl precursors to the cartels. Again, allegedly, they're starting to sell this.
Number
now.
One golden trank. Top number one golden trank.
Happy Joy Trank Club.
Yeah. It's fucked up. The documentary is pretty sick, but it's all about he goes and interviews people, and they're like, there's apparently two brothers in Philadelphia. I don't know why they would let him film them. They're called the Trank Brothers. And
they show their faces?
Huh?
They show their faces?
They're completely like done up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is what it is. We're fucking makeup. Killing everybody.
Yeah, like,
it's awesome. Yo, I made $40,000.
Dude, for real. They talk about the money they're making. It's crazy. But it's like, why would they even agree to get interviewed? Makes no sense. Although maybe they are that dumb, though.
Obviously, they're not the best guys.
Yeah, they're not. But they're like, do you feel bad about what you're doing? They're like, no, not whatsoever. They're like, why? He's like, if you don't miss your vein, it's fine. And it provides less of a withdrawal. It's like, what happens if you miss a vein? That'll tear your ass up.
Do literally, not miss a vein.
Literally direct quote. What if you miss? It'll tear your ass up. It's like, damn.
It was Channel 5 News?
Yeah, Channel 5.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Andrew, doing the good work.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, man.
Is he the one who made the documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
He's in the fucking Trank Brothers house. I was like scared for him. Like, brother, get out of there.
Wait, this is in Philly?
Yeah.
What's the Channel 5 News in Philly?
It's... All Gas, No Brakes, Andrew Callahan.
Is that who that is? He's All Gas, No Brakes? I didn't know that.
Damn, this guy's got balls to go fucking to this guy's house, right?
Dude.
Sounds pretty scary.
But apparently, too, the ice cream truck like circles K&A because whenever they're coming down off opiates.
Oh, they need that sugar.
They need the sugar.
Yes.
So then at the very end, it's very sweet. They're sitting there in the ice, you're laying there just like catatonic. It's like... just nonstop,
dude. That's so funny. We cannot
come out of it.
We cannot get that guy to stop on our street. He's just cruising down to K&A.
Just stand outside
to
like
get the
bulk,
bro. Yo,
he's on the way.
You got to sell like fucking gummy worms,
bro.
Just go buy a crate of gummy worms. Go down to K&A.
You could trap out.
You will
so
fucking make so much money.
Dollar a worm.
If Girl Scout cookies. If your kid joins Girl Scouts,
bro,
send her down.
Come
there.
On, we're heading to K&A. Yeah,
we're getting rid of these.
All right, we'll just go to Somerset Station.
True. You could be like the Trank Brothers.
Yeah, I think we'll be out of there by the time she's a girl.
The gummy worms.
Samoans are fucking you up.
Those Samoans tear your mouth up.
Damn, he got peach rings. I fucking love those.
Yeah, dude. At the end, the guy gets ice cream for everybody. There's like a lady who had her leg cut off who's kind of milling around. There's these two other ladies.
Is it Mr. Softy? Like the OG?
I forget. It didn't sound like, I don't know.
A legless lady was eating ice cream?
Oh, yeah, bro. She was getting down on a cone.
Fucking Lieutenant Dan style.
Yeah, Lieutenant Denise.
Ice cream.
Dude, they're talking about the sugar and like, because there's like this black dude with him. He's like, why do y'all love fucking ice cream so much? And they're like, it's just good. He's like, no, there's a fucking thing. Yeah. Like, you guys, and he was... And then they're like, they're talking about it, and the ice cream truck goes by, and the guy Callahan's like, you want to get some ice cream now? And they're like, yeah, for sure. Let's go get it.
He did that. I think it was him. He did one in Portland or
one
of those that was the same thing. The thing they were stealing from all the Walgreens and shit was ice cream. They would go, you'd go in and steal a bunch of ice cream and go sell it immediately to all the heroin.
Yeah, that's
people.
Got such a short lifespan on it. Like, you have to rid that.
One dude, the one dude he gives it to just immediately, it's melted, and he's just like, oh, my God.
Put a straw in it.
Damn, you're fronting the drumsticks out to the junkies. That'd be a tough bit. You'd have to be breaking legs. Like, did you fucking munch the cone?
Yeah.
That's why I have to ask somebody at CVS to unlock the fucking ice cream freezer when I go in there.
That is why.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Stinks.
I just want to get these Dolce de Leche Haagen-Dazs cones and get out of here.
Hurry up. My kid and wife are asleep.
True.
Like, I'm supposed to be watching her.
Damn. I don't want to put that on you. Never mind. I was going to say it's going to be like Manchester by the Sea. Somebody just going out to get fucking ice cream.
I don't know the reference.
Fuck, I left my bowl still lit. Fucking house burned down. I left the fucking roach.
The roach. Yeah, leaving the roach and having to tear your ass up would be terrible. Do you worry about, like, tremendous safety concerns at all?
Not yet. But
I'm just putting all my anxiety.
So far, you're the first dad I've ever heard say yes immediately.
Nah, I mean.
It's usually like, yes, I think about having to fight to the death for my child every second.
Once, I think we're going to probably move out of that neighborhood in the next year or two. Yeah. So. I don't know why I feel safer there. I just don't leave the house.
Yeah, true.
She's an indoor baby until until she's two. Yeah.
I went downstairs last night. We had something to go. No, it was two nights ago. Something went bump in the night. I went downstairs fully naked.
Ready to
fight. It was so sick. It was nothing. I knew
it's good to go down to fight. I hear the bump and I go.
I went down, dude. I went down. I was like, it was definitely this thing. She leaned up against the wall, but she was like, is someone in here? I was like, I don't know. I'm going down right now. I was like, I'm so fucking sick.
Did you precariously place the Dyson against the wall again? Because it has never once stayed up on its fucking own, bitch.
I was like, or it's probably a guy.
What do you, did you sound like a fucking $500 vacuum falling down the stairs? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
You check.
What's your bedside weapon? You got the heat?
Damn,
dude. Fucking.
Damn, the fighting Irish. Straight leprechaun, dude. Somebody breaks in. It's fucking.
I did. As soon as I went down there that night, I was like, dude, I need a weapon so bad. Yeah. I just went down there just tennis blazing, dude.
Naked?
I was fully fucking naked.
That'll startle someone.
Naked, pube, tennis. Just an absolute wizard of a tennis, dude.
Just the Randy Johnson bucket of baseballs. Fucking full bird out, flying balls at their heads.
But no, I have dogs. So with dogs aren't barking, I'm like, this is nothing.
That's my worry, or that's my kind of saving grace. I think if an intruder comes in, that the dogs will hear it first. But those fucking idiots are dead asleep.
Those dogs bark, dude.
They do bark, but I feel like we got a lot of noisemakers going on. I don't know if they would necessarily hear somebody creeping around.
Yeah, they got desensitized.
I got the old, I have a baseball bat with a buck knife taped to the end of it next to my bed.
You got a bayonet?
Yeah.
Damn.
Out of your deep slumber, too.
Huh?
Out of your deep slumber.
It's far enough away that I can't grab it in a fever dream and start swinging it around. I got to get up and find it, you know?
Wait, you have a bayonet.
Yeah, dude, I made a bayonet. I was in New York a couple years ago, and there was some creep looking in our house and the neighbor's houses, and me and Fennell sped back, and the guy was gone by then, by the time I got back. But I was just up all night, freaked out, and I was like, I don't have a fucking...
Yeah.
Bullets for this shotgun, but I still brought the shotgun up.
You need a bayonet.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going
to
do?
That'd be sick to run down the hall like a red coat.
I have the sheath on it too, so for safety, you know?
That's good.
And then I can whip that thing at him first,
sick.
Startle him, and then knife to the face.
Yeah. Fuck,
and if I get outside with that thing, I can start fucking swinging that
thing
around.
I have a shotgun. I got to keep it right under my bed. Loaded.
Yeah. I don't think you should do that.
No, for sure. Protect my house.
I think that'll be a Blade Runner situation. I think your lady's coming out of the bathroom and you're going, who's there? Ha! Freeze! Freeze, scumbag.
Yeah, true. Although, just racking it. If you just have it unloaded and just rack it, people just get scared.
I have a bolt action. It's not really a threatening
damn, you have a bolt action and a bayonet? You really are a redcoat.
I didn't even realize it. Shit, I got to get a uniform.
You have a gunpowder horn and a ramrod.
I have a cannon and a musket. Four men on horses.
One of those weird eye things.
Oh,
you guys know the reference. Scope. What did that guy wear in Wild Wild West? Oh, Artemis, dude. Then you have some fucked up eye. Wasn't it like a built-in telescope?
You should
or
get
something?
One of those spider wheelchairs. Yeah, yeah. That would scare the fuck out of somebody. Just like, you've entered my home.
I'll be down momentarily.
Ah, yes.
Four flights of steps on a spider wheelchair.
Guests have joined me. Yes.
You know what would be good? A laser pointer next to your bed. Just
that's what
up
that guy
just
had.
Fucking
yeah, where'd you get that idea?
I don't know.
There you go, Matt.
Yeah. A laser pointer on the bay.
Scuba gear and a laser pointer. I don't know where the fuck I'm coming up
a
with this.
A full tank, just in case air gets deprived.
And just play a little offense. Go around the neighborhood and peep in everyone's window.
Yeah,
and just see who could attack you.
Yeah. It is good to go on the offensive to test your neighbor's defenses.
Did you ever do that when you were little, like go and spy on your neighbors and like peek through the window? I used to do that too. It's tight.
Yeah.
What'd you
I
say?
Told you the one time we.
This is my cousin's.
We fake held a gun at a kid while he was hiding in his basement.
What?
Yeah. He was hiding in his basement. My friend took his BB gun pistol and stood in his door, his glass door. The kid was smart. I told you, he dove and fucking turned the lights off.
That's
it was really good. Smart.
That's good.
And then we were like, ooh, we really shouldn't have done that. We probably scared the fuck out of that kid. Later on, the guy I did that with got arrested for murder. So
yeah,
he wasn't playing around. I thought we were having fun.
True.
He was preparing himself for a life of murder.
Murder and crime.
He had committed murder.
Open fire on a man, I'll be honest. BB gun.
You fired at a man?
He
was shot a man with a BB gun?
Shot a man.
I shot
you
a
caught
man.
A body? Where?
No,
I didn't catch it. Me and my friend were hunting the famous cougar. There was like a cougar roaming the woods. That it was in the
Naeem's 90s. Here. Naeem knows about that.
He saw it.
Naeem saw it.
Wait, I thought Naeem was a wolf man.
Naeem also lied about seeing a wolf.
No. I saw the wolf, but we're not talking about that right now.
You don't want to talk about the wolf.
We're talking about another animal that doesn't.
He's going through
live
his Pokedex right now, dude.
You could Google it. You could Google it.
There the was cougar, a cougar. There the was cougar, allegedly a cougar, and I went on to hunt it. Me and my friend went out to hunt it, and we just saw a guy waxing his car, so we were like, yo, let's shoot this guy. We shot him.
You went out for a cougar, and then you saw the most dangerous game. You said, now truly the most dangerous game, the neighbor waxing his car.
A guy having a midlife crisis waxing his fucking Corvette.
You ruined that guy's fucking life, dude.
Did you have a rifle or pistol?
I think he had a pistol, and I had a rifle.
Damn,
I had like a
dude.
Pump action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he might have had CO2, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you can't pump a pistol, right? That's all CO2?
Yeah. Getting, see, those things rip. I don't think I had a lot of pumps in mine,
to
be
him?
Honest. Dude, I have no idea. We just shot and heard him go, hey! We were like, ah!
Oh, you probably hit him, man.
Huh?
You probably hit him if you said, hey.
I mean, I am a fucking... I probably just... You probably heard pop, pop. And then it just, something might have bounced off the fucking car.
You but, fucked up his wax job.
Think about having a six pack. You just fought your wife.
Just fist fought
your
wife.
You're out there. You're listening to fucking... jams, dude.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Fucking two dickheads kids shoot you with a fucking BB gun.
So young,
I'd be so mad.
Dude, I'd be furious.
I'd go crazy.
It's funny when you're
I would
little.
Run for oh. I would start to chase
oh,
him and
yeah.
then obviously realize I was wrong, but I would run across the street or however.
Oh,
far.
You wouldn't be wrong to fucking.
No, I know, but I would stop if I was chasing kids. The initial burst of anger would carry me.
Oh yeah.
And then I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
True. Ah, then again, though, I mean, deadly weapon.
Especially they have fucking weapons.
Yeah, true.
I'd be like, I don't want to get caught again.
Well, it's crazy. You know, when you go out in the woods.
You caught the ops lacking, dude. You caught the found the ops waxing his car. You're like, sup? Sup, motherfucker?
We're like,
you imagine
like
hearing
that?
Yo, the ops is lacking. And then you just get shot in the ass with a fucking BB gun.
He was on live, dude. Just talking
he
shit.
Was on IG live.
He wanted smoke, dude.
Like, I'm outside right now. I'm outside.
Yeah, he was up in our hood, dude. Say, like, where are you guys at? We're like, we're fucking right here, dude.
So where your mama stay? Where your bed at?
Wait, where was the cougar, though? In PA?
That's what we heard.
Cougar's realistic. There's cougars
the cougar,
in the mountains.
It is a true story. There are no cougars in
the Appalachian?
I don't think there are anymore.
Well, there's certainly no wolves in the Northeast Corridor.
There are not.
No, there are not.
And one of them got out and got hit by a car.
And it wasn't
one
tagged.
Of them got out and got hit on 476.
And it wasn't in the news.
And there was never a news story about that.
No.
Wolf.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you.
If a wolf takes a shit in California,
I'm the eyewitness. I saw it.
If a wolf got hit by a car in Philadelphia, it would be on the news.
Yo,
they're in the news when they change, when they cross state lines in California. Yeah. Like, it's the biggest story possible.
It was there for 2 days. Yeah. Somebody took it after the second day. I drove past it twice. And Big Jeff saw it. Shout out to Big Jeff Rosen. Big Jeff saw it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if Big Jeff saw it.
He's a UPS driver, and they don't lie, bro.
Sure, they are sworn. Yeah, they are sworn to honesty.
They did swear an oath.
They did.
If you ever see a wolf, do you promise?
Neither rain nor snow or cougars or wolves.
It was bigger than the Great Dane. That's how I knew it was a wolf. Wasn't no German Shepherd.
Bro, that's
no
the
coyote.
Biggest wolf possible.
Well, I'm telling
bigger
you.
Bigger than a Great Dane wolf?
I thought it was a werewolf.
That's how big it was. That's a werewolf.
I thought it was a werewolf costume at first. I said, maybe that's a costume, but it wasn't. It was a dead wolf.
Bigger than a Great Dane wolf.
Yes, with his mouth open.
That sounds like it was a Halloween costume. What year? What around what month was this?
Oh, this was
September.
This was probably October, November.
Probably around October, November.
Right
maybe.
Around Halloween time. Right around when someone was bringing
it. But it wasn't a costume.
Did it look
sure.
like the one in like Rogan's studio? That thing.
Yo, listen. This how you know I'm telling the truth. I went to a pawn shop last week, and some boy said. He knows me. He said, yo, Naeem, I was into to Matt and Shane's podcast. It's crazy because now niggas listen to y'all shit. He said, I was listening to
shout
Matt.
Out.
He said, I was listening to Matt and Shane's podcast. He said, it's a wolf sanctuary.
In Jersey.
In New Jersey. Yeah. So I was like, okay, so then this is possible.
Think it was like a Homeward Bound situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just trying to get home.
Chance.
He was escaping.
Chance.
Shadow.
Oh, no, wait up for me. Peter.
I'm not going to make it. I'm going to get hit on 495. I just know it.
just black dudes driving by. Oh, shit. What the hell? Oh, my God. Yo, I saw wolf.
True, maybe the truck missed it and it was still alive at the very end and went home and saw Peter.
We need to find this wolf, dude.
Yeah, good luck, dude. You'll be searching for a while. True. How old were you when the cougar hunt was happening?
I was probably like 10, maybe.
That what a thrill that it must have been.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know the significance of a cougar at that time?
No, we were just kind of like, yo, let's go get it. And I was like, all right.
It's like the scariest possible. Oh,
I would have fucking killed
it. Wild.
There was this one search, and I remember seeing this article. There was one in the Philadelphia Inquirer or Philly Mag about those coy wolves people keep spotting. What is a coy wolf?
It's coyote wolf hybrid.
Yeah, those are tiny. It wasn't a coy wolf.
You know what a liger is?
What year is that article from? Halloween
2017.
A little early. The timelines are corroborating now.
It's kind of a mix. In Philly, it would be a mix between a dog and a coyote.
Gotcha.
So.
It's not that.
It's not going to be a Great Dane, bro.
Yeah, it was bigger than that.
It can't be.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you.
Coyotes don't get that big.
You saw like a timber wolf. You saw a giant wolf.
Yo, on me, I saw a wolf, bro. On my mom and everybody. On everybody, bro.
Could it have been a Halloween decoration that fell?
It wasn't a Halloween decoration. It was a dead
How do you know?
Because I was in the lane where the closest to the shoulder where the wolf was.
The wolf lane.
I saw it. Yeah, bro, I was in the wolf lane, bro.
All these motherfuckers driving in the wolf lane going slow as shit, dude.
Yeah, yo. The only possible lane where you can see wolves. That's where I was at.
It was a coyote, and that's all I'll give to you.
I saw a wolf at Timber Creek Park. It was a wolf hybrid when I was there at the dog park, and it was... They're huge. They have a big fucking puffy thing on the back.
Yes.
This was someone's pet?
Yeah. It was a wolf hybrid. So it was like.
Very mean.
It was
face.
Big.
Pretty very, cool for them to bring it around face. Other dogs.
My dog. My dog attacked it.
And they played it cool?
Yeah. The wolf was cool. It was an Akita.
No, but
Akitas
the wolf
look like wolves too, a little bit. Akitas look like wolves a lot. So, and they're big as fuck.
Yeah, but.
That's what I'm saying. You can get
it's not a Great Dane's a horse, dude.
Great Dane's.
Have you seen
Great Dane's.
See a Great Dane in public, you're like, holy.
They're fucking huge.
Gravity's gonna get.
Although, how do rear view mirrors make objects look larger or smaller?
Smaller.
It's only the one side view.
The rear view would have shrunk it.
I didn't see it in the mirror. I saw it through the window.
I saw it through a system of mirrors,
and I was in traffic.
All of which decreased the size slightly more.
The jury's out.
What did you say when you saw the wolf?
What did I say?
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, what the fuck is that? And then I stopped and I rolled the window down. I peeked my head out and I said, what the fuck?
Did you stop the car?
That's real? And then I called my mom.
Did you stop the car? Did you stop the car? What speed were you traveling?
I was going maybe 2 miles an hour. I was in traffic.
Okay, so you went slow.
I saw it 2 days in a row.
I watched
the second day. I said, I should take a picture and I just didn't. I don't know.
Ah, you should have taken a picture.
That's like Bigfoot.
I thought there was a picture of it. I remember seeing a picture of it.
What? The picture was bad. It wasn't a good picture.
Bad picture.
I was taking it from the car like this. It wasn't a good picture.
The picture exists.
Do you have that picture?
I probably got some.
Is it on your phone?
I probably got it. Let me see.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, please submit it for evidence. We are the Vallejo Police Department.
We really are. Bitch is lying.
Yeah, we got Grey Poupon and Colonel Mustard over here.
No.
Never look up from fucking Brick Breaker on your phone. Yeah,
have you been playing good phone games?
Nah, I haven't played phone games in forever. You got good shit?
I'm just stuck on 2048.
You're still playing that?
I play it nonstop.
What? Is that a puzzle game?
I keep playing it.
Yeah, it's like a mathematical puzzle game.
It's not. It requires no skill, really. They're not like mathematically. There's not really.
I'm pretty, you know.
I do Sudoku every once in a while.
I don't know. I can't stop playing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a guy playing a game on the airplane where you have all these different color liquids and vials and you have to like match them.
Yeah, I saw that one as an ad. It looked good.
Pretty tight.
Dude, those ads are so deceiving, though.
I know. I figured it was
deception. It's never what you see.
But he said he saw someone actually
playing it. I saw him playing it. And it was...
How many levels did he have to beat to get to that fucking thing, though?
Yeah, you never get the one where it slides out and the lava falls and you gotta, you know?
Yeah, I would have got to play this thing my whole fucking life to get to that level.
I want
to
play that game so
bad. What game's that?
I'll pay anything.
I don't know. It's something where it's just like, what is it? Ebony? Is that what it's called?
Ivory?
Naeem, I'm starting to believe you. You seem you're convicted.
I'm dead serious.
He's texting the wolf chat right now. He's not even looking for photos.
You're convicted.
Coyote's possibility. I've seen coyote. There's been a coyote in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Coyote for sure, but they're small.
I know.
But y'all acting like wolves don't exist. Y'all acting like
they exist.
They just haven't been.
They literally don't. It'd be like saying I saw a fucking lion.
Which I did see one of those also as a child. I mean, I told you, I see weird,
no, not a mountain
weird
lion.
Shit all the time.
Not a mountain lion. Like a lion with like a mane?
No, I never seen one of those. Fuck
all right,
no.
All right.
I'm black, but damn, nigga, I ain't.
There are
I ain't from there.
There are zebras here.
I've heard.
Apparently you can
that.
See a zebra.
What do you mean?
It's just.
Oh, in Texas. We're in Texas.
People let out country. Their fucking zebras.
Is there a lot of cowboys around here? Do you see like cowboys at the grocery store?
You're looking at one partner.
You see guys LARPing. That, everybody here is LARPing. Isn't
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
cowboy
people.
Hat.
What's the percentage of guys that actually get on a horse once a week, you think?
I have no idea.
Two.
Yeah. They're all posers?
I'm pretty sure.
In Austin, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but what would the cowboy be doing in the city besides selling his body?
hanging out with Ratso Rizzo.
Did you ever see the movie Midnight Cowboy?
That's what I'm referencing.
So good, dude. It's about a cowboy who moves to the city to be like, I'm going to become a male prostitute.
Joe Buck,
with
dude.
All the girls. And they're like, you have to suck out his dick.
Oh, shucks.
What the hell? Yeah, I don't know. There's a store around here where you can go and it's like a ranch store where they have like livestock.
The general store?
Yeah, Marshall.
I saw that. That looked fucking cool.
I went in there.
Let my and see the animals. That's where the cowboys hang out, right?
There's some real cow folk there. I was I went in there a total city. Like,
yeah.
Let my kids play with the animals and like we just like bought a couple.
You're
of
fucking
things.
Yankee, dude.
I bought some real deal rodeo gear though. It's pretty sick.
Nice. Full get up?
No, just a hooded sweatshirt. But there's this company and they make, I didn't know. I learned afterwards it's like real deal for the rodeo. Because there was a rodeo in San Diego when I was there and they were like, dude, but you want to talk LARPing cowboys? They were like dudes were all rodeoed out.
Were they earning
and
their buckles?
I was wearing the hoodie, and then one guy literally walked by me and was like, give me a nod. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Sick.
Dude. It was pretty tight.
Do you feel like a true cowpoke?
Yeah, dude, it made my fucking... Because I wouldn't shut up to Blizz about it. I'm like, this is actually like rodeo.
This is real rodeo.
It's like real, authentic.
When guys
rodeo,
see me wearing this, they know I'm a fan.
And I think I like made eye contact with him first, but he nodded back, and I was like, dude.
Sick. It's like a Jeep thing.
It for real was.
Blizz would not understand.
He wouldn't get it, man.
When it's authentic rodeo gear.
The company starts with like an A. I forget the company, but yeah, dude, you can get real authentic rodeo gear, and you can get the.
What do you mean by real authentic rodeo gear? Like a hoodie from the company that
does
rodeos?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's it.
Like, you can get a real authentic Eagles sweatshirt as well.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, like this is real authentic football gear.
And if one of the players sees you wearing it, they'll give you a nod.
For real.
For real.
Yeah, but like the rodeo, they just assume like, oh, he probably rides a bull. Because the fans of the rodeo don't wear...
Yeah, they do.
They wear attitude.
They're
t-shirts.
Wearing cosplay,
no,
too.
Rodeo fans literally just... They all wear cowboy hats and flannels tucked into jeans.
Yeah, that would be like wearing shoulder
they
pads
literally,
to an Eagles game.
They all fully... Yes.
Actually, yeah, I saw it. Everyone was dressed like that. So many people were cowboyed out.
Did you see anybody get fucked up?
I didn't go to the rodeo.
Oh.
Stayed outside.
Damn. And then you went and got authentic rodeo gear. You're a fucking rodeo poser.
I had it on.
You're a rodeo clown, dude.
I had it on before. I bought it. And then the rodeo came where I was, dude.
Damn, the rodeo can feel how authentic we were. The rodeo knew. They're like, there's a market for this. I saw a guy in a rodeo shirt. We got to go to San Diego.
Let's go. Get him printed.
We got to go take over Petco Stadium.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, man.
They go hard, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think the rodeo was, bro?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the
dude?
Fuck?
They were fucking Petco?
On the fucking beach, dude. I don't know.
Have you ever
I don't think they let horses stomp around in the fucking baseball field.
Oh, yeah. They tear it up. I tore it ass up, dude. I wish I wore my rodeo hoodie today. You guys would not be laughing at me.
No
you
one
guys,
would think it was funny, dude. God. We would go, holy shit, that's authentic.
You would be like, sorry about that, sir.
That's not from Fanatics. That's authentic.
I'm going to that store as soon as I leave here, getting a hoodie and fucking 10-pound bag of feed so they don't think I'm a fucking poser.
Go to the store. You can pop a pig. You can go there
they
and buy
sell
a-
pigs?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what are you doing? Obviously, they sell pigs.
Do they sell service vests for the pigs so I can bring it back with me?
You can get the service vest from Amazon for like $10.
Sick, dude. This is
you
my
get,
fucking.
You can get
a dude, you know how nice it would be to buy a pig and just let it loose in your friend's apartment?
Bro. That would be
just
so
bring
good.
A grease pig over to Gardini's house, throw it in.
You could smuggle it in there so quietly, too.
What's the smallest pig they had?
Babies, dude.
Fuck.
You can get a little baby.
You guys want to take suckling? A trip there after this?
No.
Grease up some pigs?
Wouldn't mind greasing up a pig.
Yeah,
grease
we're
up
talking.
A pig would be nice. Grease one up, put in that pool.
Would be fun to start tossing it just animals into Lemaire's cage. Be like yeah. Making bugs fight. Be like, see who's gonna win.
I mean, dude, you could set up one of the best series ever. Just having
Lemaire versus things.
Animals.
He never knows what he's gonna walk yeah. into.
Lemaire versus a pig.
Every time he's high, just like
The pig would cozy up though.
Pig would be nice.
The pigs are so
just a full sheep in his bed.
Yeah, dude, a little goat would be goats are nasty, bro.
Goats will get you.
I went up against goats goat. When I was younger. Those things are fucking nasty.
I could get a hill. I could get a hill in the backyard and put him and Lemaire back there. Him and a goat. See who's gonna get it. They love just
King of the Hill?
Yeah, that's all they do.
See who eats more than
baby goats just get to the top of a hill and hit everybody else off.
I used to have a tree stump. I used to jump on top and the baby goats would
come after you.
Yeah, it was so fun.
They don't like if you're up top, they get you.
They get pissed. Baby goats are actually fun to play with. When they get older, they're nasty. But they're very good. You put them out back and they just literally take the whole grass down. They'll eat everything.
This was in your cougar neighborhood?
No, yeah. We used to have goats. We had a goat at our house. We had goats. We had pigs, horses, a bull.
Damn, dude.
Our neighbor had raccoons in a cage.
Oh, that
raccoons
doesn't sound
in a
illegal.
Cage is awesome.
Yeah, that sounds.
You should have alerted the authorities.
I wanted to.
What was he doing with those raccoons?
Pet rat. He used to feed him Merkel cereal.
Damn. That's awesome. Did they like stick their hands out through the cage?
Oh, they'll take it right from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a weird relationship. We would like hop his fences to go to the woods. We'd be like, get off my fences. We'd be like, shut up, dude. And we'd just fucking walk.
We'd call the fucking police.
I would tell my cousin, like, dude, I'll call the fucking cops on this raccoon. Fuck him.
I'll tell the cops you're feeding those fucking raccoons Urkel cereal.
I just get jealous. We
were trying
to
train your raccoons
like
to
that.
Say, I.
And the raccoons had it?
Raccoons would eat the Urkel cereal.
You couldn't get the sweet cereal.
I would spy those boxes and go, motherfuckers, bro.
Did you get into the raccoon cereal again?
I wanted it, dude. My mom would hit us with berry kicks and be like, yo.
Berry kicks was good.
They were good. But dude, compared to Lucky Charms, I go to my friend's house and crush like Count Chocolate and be like, Berry Kicks are obviously, we would destroy the box, but like, yeah. I knew what else was good.
Phil absolutely
Berry Kicks
us.
Was that trank, dude. I had
Berry Kicks was awesome. That was a delicacy in my house. Yeah. Phil would fuck us with cereal. If he went grocery shop, we're getting fucking non-frosted mini wheats.
Oh, dude.
I mean, just, yeah. And all the cheap, the bags, the knockoff brands.
Grape nuts. Grape nuts should be illegal. Did you ever eat those things?
Yes.
They're unbelievable.
It's crazy that's a fucking meal.
They got to get rid of those things. Yeah. I used to eat Wheaties and for real, like,
grape nuts is
like,
just gravel. It's like fish tank.
They're pebbles.
It's crazy.
Did you eat Wheaties and get like hype on your athletic abilities?
I used to, yeah. That was good marketing.
Bro,
like,
I used
you
to
want to be jacked?
I would walk around school just like.
I had Wheaties.
I had fucking Wheaties this morning.
That was like an old man catchphrase.
Yeah.
Like, you must have had his Wheaties this morning.
Wheaties,
yeah, that branding worked.
I thought for sure that like that was the healthiest thing you could possibly eat in the world was Wheaties.
I think back then they had like three commercials.
Yeah.
Because commercials was like, that was a big deal. Like dudes would quote commercials.
Yeah.
All the I guess that continues. Dilly Dilly.
True. Although I don't see him. That's the thing. I don't see him.
I like that new Buffalo Wild
Wings. The only way you, yeah?
Where the guy's a buffalo and he's singing.
Yeah, that's
makes
nice.
Makes me laugh.
I was just, Billy was just talking to me about B-dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings is a fine establishment. He let me know that they don't use seed oils. That's what he was excited about.
Really?
And I was like, dude, you don't have to sell me on Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dubs doesn't B-dubs use seed oils.
How many servers did he bother to get that information? There's no way anybody there knows what they
fucking I don't even know if he went. He probably Googled it.
Yeah.
Fucking seed oils.
What the fuck do they fry their wings in then?
I'm not sure.
Peanut oil? Lamar, please look that up. Because Five Guys was on that thing.
If he's hit me with fake news on seed oils, I'll be pissed.
He'd be devastated if he got fake news. Because if he ate the seed oils.
I told him, I was like, B-dubs has been a mainstay for me, obviously.
B-dubs is fake. Whoa. Yo, people have been shitting on B-dubs lately.
Isn't that what McDonald's does too? Isn't that why you can't have fries from McDonald's if you're vegan?
Bro. Really?
There's something about you can't have fries from McDonald's if you're like a true vegan.
It's because there's like dude's hands in the fucking fry.
Yeah, it's just because a 17-year-old's
eyeball in there.
We had McDonald's. There's no denying McDonald's is great.
The fries?
It's so good, dude.
I haven't eaten McDonald's, I swear to God, maybe a decade.
It was so long since I had it last, and... It holds up,
yeah.
It's so good.
It might surprise you guys. I have McDonald's once a week.
See, really?
Minimum. Yeah, they had adult McNugget buddies in the past month, so I was...
You got to collect those.
Yeah.
It is undeniably lit, cracking a bag of McDonald's. I haven't had it, and I swear to God, it might even be like 15 years.
Oh, you're gluten-free, so...
Yeah, I stopped eating it before that, too.
Yeah.
But it was just like, dude, my parents would finally buckle and be like, all right, we're going to McDonald's, hop in the car, and just be like... Oh my fucking!
This is gonna be incredible,
God, dude.
Yeah,
milkshake, fries, and a burger was just like, dude, why don't we eat this every day?
Power Rangers toys when they were coming out, that was big. I collected the fuck out of those.
Yeah, although we were a Burger King family.
That's crazy.
There are no more Burger King families.
BK was close.
I don't know. I don't know. My mom has had a beef with Mickey D's. I mean, obviously we hit Mickey D's, but we would usually hit Burger King.
Wendy's was good.
Yeah, Wendy's was a shit.
I told you, I pigged and got Wendy's the other night.
Was that Wendy's you had the other night?
I had Wendy's. It was disgusting.
Really?
The spicy chicken sandwich used to be incredible.
Dude, it was crazy.
They've given up on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They've taken that from us.
Fuck. I guess they tapped out because there's been a lot of innovation on the spicy chicken sandwich. There's been Popeyes. I think that's it, maybe. I don't know.
Wendy's had it.
Dude, speak on this. Fucking luck.
You know this.
They were like the best fast food chicken sandwich forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the burgers were square. I'd be like, square burgers. These are definitely natural. Yeah.
Get a
never
frosty.
Frozen.
Asiago.
Spicy chicken Asiago ranch burger.
Lamar, what's your go-to fast food now?
Chipotle.
That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. That's fast casual. Has to have a drive-thru.
That is fast casual. That's fast cash.
I think.
Don't try to fucking bullshit us, dude.
Does Pete Terry's count?
You have been bought for a drive through. I saw that Pete Terry's when you came back from jujitsu. I was a little disappointed.
But they're too regional. You have to pick a national chain.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. You got high. You smoked a blunt, got strangled a couple of times, then got Pete Terry's. You saw Justin Gaethje. Got a milkshake.
I'm going to go tap a fucking burger at Pete Terry's, dude.
That's good.
What's the most burgers you've ever eaten from a fast food establishment? Most sandwiches. We'll throw Arby's into the mix. So that's where I hold my record.
Like in
from.
A sitting?
Yeah.
Four. I had four.
Four?
From where?
McDonald's.
Four little single
four
burgers?
Four doubles. No,
McDonald's.
The $1, the dollar menu double cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah. One slice of cheese. It's the only difference between that and a double cheeseburger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they charge 30 fucking cents more. Get the fuck out of here. That's an expensive piece of cheese. How many beef and cheddars did you down?
I had five.
You had five beef and cheddars?
Beef and cheddars are lighter than burgers, though.
I don't know.
That's strong, dude, compared to a dollar menu burger. Those are like sliders.
Yeah, I had. But I had, I think, three or four, and I was bowling. And then after like a little bit of bowling, I was like, all right.
I took a slight break.
I'm going to count
if we're talking
four.
Breaks, I've put on. I've gone crazy.
Yeah, I wanted all five, but I did about four, and then I was like, oh my God, and I waited a little bit and just like begrudgingly ate the fifth one.
They let you bring the Arby's into the bowling alley?
I got it in.
There's no rules at that place.
I'm telling you, yeah, I got it in. From what I remember, I could have been in a haze. I don't know.
You could have been in an Arby's haze.
I was just thinking meat. True. I was just
you're bowling just with that cowboy hat over your head.
I did like that like gelatinous texture of their meat. There no other meat tastes like Arby's meat. It's like Jell-O.
Yeah, doesn't it come like in basically a liquid form kind of?
It's weird. And also if they put the onion, if they gave me the onion roll, I was fucked up. I was so mad. I was like, dude, I fucking don't like vegetables. Could I have a regular, I asked for a plain bun.
Oh, you didn't like the onion roll?
I hated the onion roll. I did not fuck with vegetables until I was like 23, like at all.
Yeah, same, but I still it was hard to say vegetables. No to bread.
I eat
vegetables
them.
Are so good.
Bro, I'll eat them if a girl makes me. That's it.
Yeah.
If that's the only way I'll eat a vegetable.
If a girl makes a dinner.
Exactly.
Got, I'll be, if there's mushrooms in it, I'm like, what are you doing?
What the fuck? Yeah, I hate
you. You know, I fucking like
I've said this 30 fucking times.
I hate mushrooms.
My mom still does it. Onions and mushrooms.
They
on
love
everything.
That. Girls love vegetables, dude.
My mom's an Irish cook, dude. It's unbelievable. Just the thickest fucking raw onion.
Yeah.
Hardly cooked at all. Disgusting.
I tried
to
cook
mom,
carrots
this
a couple
fucking
weeks
sucks.
Ago.
She goes, I tried. Oh, whatever.
Goes, stop trying new shit. Hamburger helper. That's it. You did it. You mastered the culinary arts when I was in third grade. Hamburger helper.
We had the pesto meatballs last night. Oh, my God. Pesto meatballs. She goes, what are we going to have for a vegetable? I said, tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce is a vegetable.
Tomato sauce is a fucking vegetable. Like, there's onions in it. Enough.
It is enough.
It's going to make us all eat broccoli and ruin the meal. It's
like, I mean, yeah. You're not going to have pesto vegetable meatballs. And spaghetti.
Huh?
There's no vegetable side dish to spaghetti and meatballs.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Maybe if you have a salad.
I won last night. We'll see what happens tonight. They gotta eat vegetables. Dude, they spaz if they don't eat vegetables. I'm like,
who?
Dude, girls.
Oh.
Do we need a vegetable? I'm like, no, you fucking don't. They're bullshit.
You know what they forget? The bread side. Can't have some fucking crescent rolls or biscuits with this meal? Come on.
True.
God, women are so fucking stupid.
That fell off, though. I don't feel like there's dinner rolls aren't really a thing. I don't see them that much anymore.
Yeah, I think once everyone found out bread is not great for you. That fucking Norm MacDonald bit about eating an entire loaf of bread before. It's like, that's the only place you eat like that. I don't like make a meal for myself at home and sit down and eat a loaf of bread before I eat it.
I know.
That's crazy.
Oh, dude, but it was a feeding frenzy at a restaurant.
Still get me in a Red Lobster. I'll go nuts.
My God.
Any place with free bread.
Biscuits.
I'm not eating half of my meal by the time it comes.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
I'm breaded up.
Come on, brother. You're finishing that, girl.
It's coming home. I mean it on the way home.
I didn't think you were a take-it-home guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I love leftovers.
Yeah, true. Take-out guy.
It is nice. I wish I had the discipline.
I feel like I'm switching it up, though. Used to be always get an appetizer, and then you don't eat most of your meal, bring it home. But I'm skipping appetizers these days. Trying not to bring food home.
You know what kind of guy I am? Clean the plate, total eye contact with the waitress. You go,
the whole time?
Do you see me now? Does this impress you? Do you think it impresses the waitress when I clean my fucking plate?
I don't know.
I think they might be like...
I've been a clean plate winner for years and
you think
they don't seem impressed. They go, holy shit.
Oh my God.
I came back to see how it was going. Usually the people are one bite in.
I just dropped this off 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I always in my head thought that they were like, God damn.
Damn, that guy's got an appetite. God, I wonder what else he could eat.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. This dude really gets into things.
Mm.
He's insatiable.
You go, actually, I don't need silverware. I'm going to eat this spaghetti with my fucking face.
Just covered in sauce when she comes back.
If you see
eye
the waitress,
contact,
yeah,
no
if
smile.
If you see the waitress coming, just... And then when she goes, how is it? You go...
Ah! You get oysters. Where's the shell? I'll be like, I ate those too.
They're in my pockets. I take the shells home. I'm making a necklace for my beautiful wife.
Well, this ruins everything. I've been crushing my plates at restaurants and being like, I'm done, mommy.
I don't
mommy
think they,
ate my dinner.
I don't think they respect it.
That sucks.
It's probably more impressive coming from you. You're a nice, thin, in shape fella,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They expect me to
they expect,
disgrace yeah. myself before they come back to the table, you yeah. know? Yeah. This guy's going to be fucking farting up a storm by the time I come back over there. I don't want to get back over there. It's fucking stinks.
Do you indulge?
The whole section stinks.
You indulge?
Put me in the farting section.
Yeah, farting, farting in a booth and having a waitress come back and going, I swear to God, that wasn't me. I smell it too. I don't know what's going on. I think this place is haunted.
Does it always smell like this in this corner?
No.
No, did you stop at Burger King on the way though? Thought I smelled onion rings in
How
there somewhere.
How did you know? You've got a wrapper hanging out of your pocket, your front pocket. Like
you're
a-
still wearing the crown.
Bitch. That would be so funny if you got a flashback of your all the faces you've ever made farting in public. And you're like, just
that innocent- on your deathbed.
just fart. Just like, oh. Oh my God. Oh my God. That stinks. Fuck. Everyone's going to know I fucking shit.
The first time I ever had Indian food was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. Went to a restaurant like 2 blocks from my house. And before the check even came,
flashbang that fucking restaurant.
No, I had to go home. I was like, there's not enough people in this restaurant for me to go in there and do what I'm going to do in there. It like ran right through me. My body didn't know what to do with these curry flavors, dude. It sent it right. I barely made it home, dude. Penguin walked the whole way. It was like 2 blocks.
You're going to be such a good father.
Can you watch my kid?
Honey,
I can't
pick
shit
up the
here.
Tab. I'll meet you at the house. Sprinting out of an Indian restaurant.
You should have shat in the Indian restaurant.
I should have, but. There's no way they wouldn't have heard what
you
I was doing.
Out like, what'd you guys do to me? What would you guys do
I
to me?
I want to talk to the chef. Someone fucking
that
poisoned me.
That is a mess.
Why did you do this to me?
That is a mess. You guys made a mess through me.
Yeah.
There's your meal. That's what you're doing to people. You should have called the press. Should call the Vallejo police.
The Vallejo, they would believe you.
Officer Curry is on the fucking case.
You shit before you got the bill. Kill this guy.
Burn that bitch.
Burn this bitch. Now, I used to like the, I feel like there was a big thing in college campuses where they'd be like, they put laxatives in the ice cream.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't get food poisoning?
Yeah.
You think that's true?
I don't know, but I used to hit some hard shits because I used to get those ice cream cones every time.
Yeah.
Soft serve machine where it's like under your control is that's tough.
Yeah,
that's so tough.
Wrong guy found out about it.
Borderline illegal. Yeah, illegal.
Westchester
filling football helmets with ice cream before he leaves.
Yeah, that's nice. The cafeteria at a college is nice,
dude. It's
all
nice.
The other college students think they're too good for it because they have meal plan points left over.
Yeah,
not me. I'm going in there,
dude. I used to burn. We had meal plan points for this one thing we could go to, and I would just get chicken cheesesteaks and burn through it in like 4 days. That'd be straight to the meal plan. Back to 3 hots and a cod, dude, right away.
Fucking meal plan.
I liked the cafeteria. Everyone complained. I was like, to the last day.
I went there 3 times a day.
Oh, it's so fucking
good. I'd
like
to go back.
Egg white omelet.
I've walked by my college cafeteria, and I've like thought about how I could kind of get back in there, but can I just give you $20, man?
You're allowed.
They would let you.
Would they?
I think you're allowed to. Yeah,
you said, can I give you $20? They'd go, yeah.
True.
If you're a parent, you have to pay to go into the cafeteria, right?
Yeah, you could say my kid's in here.
You're like, yeah, I'm looking for a new kid in there.
Yeah, but I have to go to the dorms and find someone who looked like me. So I have to peep through.
Pretty sure if
that might be a fun little mission. Break out the wetsuit.
Dude, when I went to Bryn Mawr, that was an all-women's undergraduate program. And I had to go get a new ID one day. So I had to go through like the main campus. And I was walking. I was like, how the fuck do I get into this one building? I didn't know. I thought it was the building I needed. So I watched this girl walk in and she shut the door and I tried to like grab it behind her and I pulled it a couple times. It was a dormitory. And that was a woman's dormitory. And I was like trying to open it. I'm like, fuck. And then I look up and I was like, oh, this is not the building.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
That was, and all those girls were looking for it. You go to an all-girl college, all you're doing is watching true crime.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
They saw the dude. They saw
like, there
the
he
dude.
Is.
They never seen a dude like me on that campus.
He's pulling on the door and yelling, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, just be like, hold on.
Long hair.
Hold on.
A tie-dye shirt with, like, crystals on it.
Let me in the fucking room. No, you like me. I remember it being like, looking back and like, oh, that's a dorm. I was like, let me get out of here.
Did you find the correct office?
I did. I finally got a nice identification card. I think I still have it. It's in my wallet. But yeah. Got a nice ID card. That's
so
one thing
mingling?
I do collect. I collect my ID cards.
Yeah, you got to.
It's a fun thing to kind of look back on.
I think I have dreadlocks and an eyebrow ring in my freshman year ID.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you were a white dreads man.
Yeah, it's
How did you, what was the day like when you, was that like a big life transition to like cut them off or like?
It made everybody in my life extremely happy when I did that. I didn't wear, I mean, I wore a hat for 3 months. They were not good enough to not, to be uncovered.
What type of, what, like, what were you listening to?
Think
were you
of the shittiest fucking dreads you can imagine.
I do need to see a photo of you with dreads, but were you listening to like Incubus? What type of, were you listening
Incubus,
to like,
big time for sure. Dread, good
white,
guess.
White dread rap.
But the dreads that made me want it was Lil Wayne's Cribs episode.
Damn, you got white dreads in honor of Weezy?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of tight.
Usually white dreads is for real reserved for Incubus.
I know.
And that type of thing.
There was an Incubus poster in my room, but it wasn't when he had dreadlocks. It was Morning View, Brandon Boyd.
Yeah. I had an Incubus phase.
Incubus fucking rules.
Everybody does. They're fucking shit. Though.
Yeah, I think the DJ was from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, dude. That was a big deal.
What?
That was a big celeb by me. Somebody look that up. I could be wrong on that. Where the DJ from Incubus, where's he from? Did he go to Northern?
Dude, I didn't even know.
Damn, dude, you know his alma mater.
Did he go to Northern? Was he a Northern polar bear? Fuck my ass. He went to Northern?
There you go.
Let's go.
Dillsburg. I know he was a Dillsburg boy.
He's a Dillsburg man.
When I would hear him scratching, I'm like, that sounds like that sounds Dillsburg like that. Sound. That was that Dillsburg sound.
That's that early late 90s Dillsburg sound.
That's that Dillsburg wall of sound.
I was a Dillsburg man.
Were you really?
I went down there quite a bit.
That's awesome.
Where is that?
It's right next. It's like 10 minutes from my house.
Okay.
But we would listen to, every year we would go for New Year's to the Dillsburg pickle drop. They dropped a pickle at midnight.
That sounds awesome.
There was a tractor pull. It was nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where they dropped the pickle from?
Just the town square.
Just from the There's tallest like guy's bank. Hand.
What?
It's like the 3-story bank.
And they just let a pickle
that's
fall?
That's the biggest thing.
That's awesome.
No, it's like a fake pickle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They let a pickle just smash on the ground. I'm like, that's kind of tight.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
No, they have like a mascot pickle.
That's awesome.
Dillsburg, baby.
Just falls down.
That makes sense.
Dills.
Yeah. Do you eat pickles still, Kyle?
I don't actually, no.
I don't fuck with them either.
Really?
Mm-mm. I don't really like
They are a woman food.
That's not true, dude. Don't put that on. That's fucking bullshit.
All right, look,
dude.
Some boys don't like pickles. There are no girls that don't like pickles, though.
That's fair. I've never met one that doesn't like pickles. Yeah.
I guess I never thought about it.
True.
It could be true.
Maybe if gay women don't like pickles.
So you're saying that I like pickles?
Well, because let's not get ahead of me, but
yeah. Shape and the salty taste.
Could be.
I'm never going to eat a fucking pickle again, bro.
What if they're sliced, dude? Sliced, yeah. Just
yeah, but they're never a full fucking pickle. It's always... You don't get a pickle and go... Please don't slice that pickle. I want an entire pickle.
Just the middle of your sandwich. Yeah. You're sucking it through bread. You're on your back.
Can I get a booth, please?
In the farting section?
I'm going to need to lay down.
I'm going to need to lay on my back.
Order a blowjob shot. Like, I'm gonna need to wash this down. Dude, going to one of those, yeah. Find a place by you that has a blowjob shot.
Oh my god.
And order it. Sit by yourself at the bar.
And then try to dine and dash afterwards.
And sprint. Have 10 blowjob shots. Go up to the bar, go off 10 blowjob shots. They'll be like, damn, you got a big party? Be like, no. It's just me.
Oh my god.
Could you spray the whipped cream in my mouth for me?
Just run out drunk, like, God, that'd be so funny. Oh man. Yeah, why don't people do that more?
People aren't living on the edge, dude. Sick, dude.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah. I think that's about it.
I think we did it, man.
I think we should switch over to the Patreon.
John Ocala.
John Del Calo.
Thank you, boys, for having me. Well, if you live in Austin, Texas, I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club this weekend, January 26th and 27th.
Whoa.
Headlining the Red Room.
Hell yeah.
And from what I hear, there are more than every ticket remaining. So why don't you take a little vacation this weekend? Come out to see me. Sean Gardini's going to be there.
Yep.
Some other friends in here might be stopping by. We'll see. It's going to be a fun time.
All the Philly guys are down here this week.
Oh, yeah.
And check out Little Stinkers. That's my podcast that I did with Mike Rainey and Jake Matera.
Well, let's go.
Thank you, boys.
Of course, man.